This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're T-minus 5 hours and counting. The count resumed this morning at 2:54 a.m. after a planned 9-hour built-in hold. In a weather briefing this morning, the launch crew was told to expect scattered clouds with possibly as much as a 2/10 coverage at launch time. Temperature is about 85 degrees and the winds from the south at 15 miles per hour. The weather front, which the weathermen had been keeping an eye on, has not moved as fast as predicted and should be somewhere in the vicinity of Mobile, Alabama at launch time, causing no concern here in the Cape area. After the count picked up, the pad area was cleared this morning in preparation for cryogenic loading. This is bringing aboard the liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen aboard the three stages of the space vehicle. The loading of liquid oxygen began at 3:39 a.m. approximately this morning, or at the T-minus 8-hour and 15-minute mark in the countdown. This loading was completed at T-minus 5 hours and 37 minutes in the count, and liquid hydrogen then was started aboard the space vehicle. The crew for Apollo 16, astronauts John Young, Ken Mattingly, and Charles Duke, are scheduled to be alerted this morning at 7:39 a.m. We've just received a report now that there is 50% loading of liquid hydrogen aboard the second stage of the vehicle. We still have third stage loading of liquid hydrogen to complete the cryogenic loading of the space vehicle. Now at T-minus 4 hours, 58 minutes and counting, this is Kennedy Launch Control.